America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Never gets old. Welcome. Welcome back. Last hour on a Monday. And thank you to Dr. Duke Pesta. You can catch his show, Dr. Duke Show, nationwide. And, of course, my show nationwide. And also, I've got Uncle Milty here. And just welcoming you back for a great hour ahead, talking a little bit about Virginia a little bit farther in the hour, and some things that I think you should know about that. And also the new new UN call for how a climate refugee, what that means. And it's pretty alarming, actually. Oh, boy, we got lots of things going on. And in this hour, I have a guest that's going to be coming on the show right now. And I'm excited to have this guest. This is Dr. Meg Meeker. She has been a pediatrician for over 30 years and is the host of Parenting Great Kids. She's also appeared on Fox and TED Talks and all over the place, as you can imagine. Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, her best-selling book. And her latest title is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And I can't even tell you how much this topic is so necessary today, because our youth are really struggling with all of the horrific messages out there coming down from the media and Hollywood. And I'm excited to have Dr. Meg Meeker on the show. Of course, Uncle Milty joins me, too. And let's talk to Dr. Meg Meeker, and then we'll turn our attention to Virginia. Welcome, Dr. Meeker. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks Excellent. So much for having me on.
Excellent. So happy to have you. In fact, you did a deep dive into this hot button cultural toxicity of the day type of analyzing and helping us to identify how to raise strong girls. You know, we had a march go on in Washington where not a lot of people showed up. It was kind of interesting. They did not have the crowd of angry women that they were hoping for. We had a lot of people show up, at different events across the country for pro-life, which was awesome to see that they're fighting for babies' lives. But we had this group of angry women, this toxic femininity, as you call it. They showed up, but there wasn't a ton of support this time. And it was kind of nice to see that a lot of women weren't jumping on the toxic femininity bandwagon. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, feminism has really morphed from what it started out to be. I mean, sure enough, in the 70s, when the second wave came along, we saw that women were pushing hard to develop careers that they felt were on par with men, and many times they wanted to beat men at those careers. But as time went on, I think what happened is it took on sort of this vitriolic tone, where they really, which is what we see today, in order to succeed, they feel like they need to bash men.
Yeah.
And so what's happening, there's a big divide now between men and women, and a lot of it is because the feminist movement. And so I think that women really need to look hard at what are we doing and why are we doing it. And I think you're going to see some dialing back here.
Yes. In fact, we had the Me Too movement that I thought kind of went down in the way of you believe every woman and don't even question them, or you hate the fact that they've been victimized. And it was like, well, not every woman out there is going to tell the way that it actually happened. And so you have to question these kinds of cases. We also have the gender questions and, of course, 32 genders that they're trying to push when we all know there's two. What do we do to raise these young girls without buying into all of this? How do we get them to understand the truth? What's the best way?
Well, I think you tell them the truth. It's a little tricky when they're younger, because I've had a lot of parents write to me and say, you know, my third grader or fourth grader has a little boy in her class, Tommy, who wants to now be called Jenny. What do I do and what do I say? And I said, you know, really, for now, just tell the young child, people live differently, and it's important to be nice and love them. And we'll talk about it more as you get older. And so I think that these are issues that you broach with kids 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I think, you know, as far as the Me Too, and I was very sensitive to that, too, because mm-hmm. I have a son, an mm-hmm. adult son, and I thought I wouldn't want him to be, falsely accused. And so, yeah, the whole idea that, you know, we absolutely believe women and men are always bad mm-hmm. Is really wrong. Furthermore, I think what happened, too, is that there are a lot of men who are sort of thrown in the same pot. So
yes.
Now all men are suspect, and I think we're teaching that to our young daughters. So I think the most important thing as kids grow older and daughters grow older is for parents to talk about all these things and sort of say, what do you think about it? And why do you think this is happening? But absolutely to teach them what they, the parents, believe is right and true, because mm-hmm. I found that, you know, kids recognize what's true deep down in their gut. They recognize, gee whiz, this is not quite right, or that is quite right. So I found that if you're really honest and open with kids, they receive tough messages pretty well.
Oh, I think so, too. In fact, we're talking with Dr. Meg Meeker, MD, who wrote a book called Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, 11 Steps to Keep Her Happy, Healthy, and Safe. And one of the points you make is why faith in God must still shape a daughter's worldview, probably now more than ever, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because what kids need, you know, we're in a culture where parents teach their kids how to perform well, you know, be really good at soccer, get straight A's, be good in your dance class. And we see this when kids are 2.5, 3 years
right.
old. Oh, my child is the best in gymnastics. You can't believe it. And they're so focused on performance that what ends up happening is kids really don't know who they are
mm-hmm.
and why they're alive, you know.
Right.
And I think it's really important for them to understand that God created them. God loves them. You know, they're made in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really important to understand, that he loves them, he has a purpose for them, and that he will be them with them always. So, and believe it or not, I mean, studies show that faith is really good for kids. It, across mm-hmm. all, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if they,
right.
they are less likely to be depressed, anxious, better, more likely to do better in school. So there's a many, many, many ways that having a faith in God is really good for kids,
mm-hmm.
particularly in a culture where we've sort of thrown out all sense of a moral plumb line.
Yeah.
At least it helps them come back and have some stability and some roots and recognize God says this is wrong and this is right. They
right.
like that.
And maybe all the things that men are doing that aren't what the women's movement is talking about, and in the way they're, you
yeah.
have to combat it, I think, with all those messages, right? I mean, you have to give the other side consistently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Very consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have to root your kids. You have to teach your kids about God, and you have to teach them about morals and morality, because, again, even young children resonate with this. They know what is right and what is wrong. You know, you see a 9-month-old pull the dog's tail, and you can see on their face, gee whiz, that wasn't a good
right.
thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so kids have an intuition for this, and so when we affirm that in life around them, it really strengthens them. But we have to teach it all the time.
Yep, and social media, too. I know there's a new phone, Gab. Gab is out. It's the first. This just barely came out a few months ago. It's the first smartphone that looks like a smartphone. It just doesn't have any social media compatibility. It only is a phone, like how we used to do. Remember
mm-hmm.
the phone with the cord that we
yeah.
all used to use? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's only a phone, but it looks like they fit in, and it looks like a regular smartphone. And I thought, man, we are so in need of these kinds of things to keep our kids off social media, because this is where they're getting a lot of the messages, the bad messages.
Yeah. Absolutely, and now we're getting some research coming out showing the effects of social media on girls, the effects of video
mm-hmm.
games on boys, and violence. And what they've found is there's a direct link between the amount of time a girl spends on social media and her risk for depression. And it makes a lot of sense, because a
mm-hmm.
lot of social media is kind of a show-off zone, if you will. You know, girls are trying to make themselves look smarter and prettier and this. They're always trying to one-up their friends.
Right.
And this never feels good to girls. And then, of course, you've got the mean girls who are going to come on and say something nasty or negative. So even though kids say, well, it helps me stay connected to my friends, it really doesn't because they're not really connected. They're just words on a screen.
Yeah, for sure. Talking with Dr. Meg Meeker, raising a daughter in this toxic world that we have going on right now. You know, the whole, in fact, the title is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And, you know, I've been noticing more and more that Hollywood is all about the girl everything, girl, supergirl mantra over and over and over again. That's all we're ever hearing is girls are the universe. Girls are the future. Girls are everything. And nobody else matters. It's just about girls. And this is the message even our little girls are getting. What is your take on that? How do we combat that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's all good when we want to encourage girls. However, encouraging girls at the expense of discouraging or putting down boys is not okay.
Yeah.
And even spending so much time encouraging girls and not balancing it with encouraging boys is really wrong. And again, I think that what this does is it creates this huge divide early on between girls and boys, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on one side, you're on the other side. I'm the one who's going to be able to do everything. As a matter of fact, I don't need a man to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really just sort of shoving boys and men aside, like, you don't matter. Life is all about me. And ultimately what it does is it hurts the girls.
Right.
It makes them miserable. It makes them feel entitled. It makes them feel very narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it gets them a real false sense of strength
amen.
That they may not have.
Oh, that is such a great point. False strength, false power, because that's what we're feeding them. And maybe it's a good, maybe, I don't know how you feel about this. I know we only have about 45 seconds, but getting the girls to think through all of this stuff. You know, why do you think boys are important? You know, questions like this so that they can field a defense, so they can say, well, this is probably why they are. I don't know. Does that work?
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think that in all discussions about championing girls, parents should also champion boys and say, "What do you think about your brother?" And you know, you don't need to compete with your brother. You have gifts; he has gifts. And so
I love that
to really just talk about that with your kids.
I love this, Dr. Meg Meeker. Great job on this. Raising a strong daughter in a toxic culture. It's really needed right now. Our poor kids are getting these huge messages 24/7. And through social media, Hollywood, and media in general, and we need to combat this as good parents. Thank you so much, Dr. Meg Meeker.
Oh,
appreciate
thanks for
you.
Having me.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. And we'll be right back. Let's talk Virginia. Let's talk about all kinds of stuff going on right now and some headlines that made me very, very nervous. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.